All right, Mitchell Oldenburg, first of all, thanks for coming on Pulp Monday.
Yeah.
Look, it's a racing incident, but yeah, first triple crown of the night. You eat shit, you take Sean Cirillo down, you take a bunch of guys down. That's never a good feeling. And again, nothing. I mean, you had a good one too, but it sucks.
Yeah, it was the first one was completely my fault. Like, to be completely honest with you, like, I pulled the whole shot, and I didn't jump that rhythm all day because it's the opposite of what we're doing through that rhythm.
Yeah.
So I never tripled off of the five-footer all day. And I was like, I'm in the lead. I have to hit it, otherwise I'm getting landed on, right? And I just didn't give it enough and framed it. And, I mean, I feel bad. Like, I didn't mean to crash, right? Like, I'm not going to go kill myself. On purpose, at least. So,
years ago, Shorty jumped into the class. You're full time now, but Shorty jumped into class on the other coast and caused the pileup like that. And dude, guys were losing their shit on him. And it, you know, he's like, dude, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm trying my best. Like, I didn't mean to take it. Like, I didn't mean to crash. Yeah. You think I tried to kill myself on purpose? Like, come on. So it is what it is. I rode hard. Second main just. I got caught up with Malcolm in the first couple. Yeah, he drug me up the triple face. And again, one of them things like, damn it, like really? And I did something to my finger, sprained it something, just didn't have very much strength in it for the last main. So it's hard to use my clutch. But I survived. I'm healthy. I'm getting on an airplane tomorrow. And yeah, just sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. And I was definitely the nail tonight. So
yeah, that happens. I will say, though, I was impressed. I think you were one of the first guys to double in out of the first turn. You know, to double over that.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I think you were the first guy I saw do it. I don't think you're the first guy to do it, but you were early to figure that out. So good job on that. That shows me something.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been doing this for a long time. I know what I can and I can't jump.
Yeah.
And I'm at that point where it's like, you know what, if I don't think I can make it, I'm not going to jump it.
Did you see somebody do it?
I saw Jet do it the lap before.
Yeah.
Or actually, I think he did it like right in front of me. I think I might have just like followed him. He did it and I was like, all right, we're just going to do what he does. Which that's kind of the.
I mean, it turned out to be relatively easy for you guys, but just for you to pull the trigger that early.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. It was easy the first practice, but it got harder as the night went on. That turn started getting slippery, and then we got a rut in it, and it was. I struggled with it a bit. Track was tricky tonight, but we're healthy.
Yeah. And then for the next rhythm after the triple before the whoops, 3-2-3 over the big.
Yeah.
Right? Was that hard?
No, the ruts make it hard.
Yeah.
If there's no ruts, I mean, we could do these jumps with our eyes closed. So, it was really just the ruts. And then with the triple crowns, that gets beat up more than normal. And
So let me ask you this. I could not figure this out in the press box. Tomac was going big to big. He was not going over the big one in that rhythm.
Oh.
And I timed it, and it looked quicker to stay low and jump over the five-footers.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be jumping over the five-footers? Because you know he can do it.
Did
you see any video that looked?
Yeah, I saw the video. I'm guessing just the ruts. There was no ruts there. He could charge it, maybe. I don't know.
It was quicker to go over.
Yeah, I would think so, right? But I think if you're comfortable, like you can make anything fast, right? If you're uncomfortable and you're landing in the deep ruts, the mistakes are going to cost you more than it would if you were to do the slower rhythm, I guess. So
something you can do for 15 minutes, right?
Exactly. So
all right, well, I think you summed it up perfectly. Sometimes you're the nail, sometimes you're the hammer. Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.